Welcome to Faith Victory Ministries International with Pastor Charles Entry. Please prepare your hearts and your minds to receive this great revelation from the Holy Spirit. May the Lord God bless you.
This month of February is a month for the families. This month of February, the emphasis on the messages are going to be on the families. So today, our first message in that series will be titled Parents and Children Relationship. Parents and Children Relationship. So basically, we are going to walk through few scriptures, and we will try to understand why siblings, in other words, brothers and sisters, could possibly build hatred against each other. This is a reality of our lives. The family issues are so many. From the same father, the same mother, it does not even matter anymore. But the blood relations, so much confusion. And this time we are focusing on direct relatives, same parents. You know, in Genesis 18, and the verse is 17 to 19. God himself brought forth a report about a man that walked with him called Abraham. And the Lord said, he was about to go and destroy Sodom. And the Lord said, am I going to do this without letting my friend Abraham know about this? So Genesis 18, verse 17 to 19, said, the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he had spoken of him. That the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he had spoken of him. You know, it is interesting because God said, I know him. In verse 19 of Genesis 18, he said, for I know him. I have to talk to him about what I am going to do. I know him, that the heart of Abraham is after me. And it is not just him. He will also command his household, his children, to go the way of the Lord. So, it is interesting to see that the blessings that are spoken over our lives, their manifestations depend on the relationship that we have in our own families. How we train our children to know the Lord, how we relate to our siblings within the family, these things are important for the blessings that the Lord had spoken over our lives. So we are just going to highlight three different types of families. At least three examples that will give a small understanding of the word of the day. So let's start by the family, the first family in the earth. And it was the family of Adam and Eve. The introduction is on Genesis 4, 1 to 2. He said, Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And said again, and she again bare his brother Abel. Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. You see, this is very common because the problem that we are having most of the time in the families is that children, they have different gifts. We are not the same. But that is most of the time where the problem comes from. When the parents start seeing the gifts that are bestowed upon their different children, they have the tendency to start, you know, respecting one and despising the other. And that could be the source of problems ahead in your children's life. So number one, Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. In Genesis 4, 8 to 12, something really happened, and we're going to talk about it. But whatever that took place that was not pleasant in the sight of God, God previously said that the personality of Cain is not pleasing in his sight. But Abel, his personality was pleasing him. It is not about the offerings that they brought to God. It is about the type of character that they had in relationship with God. Cain, God despised his personality, therefore rejected his offering. Abel, the Lord loved his personality or had regard of his offering simply because his character pleases the Lord. Cain was very rough, knowing this from the Lord. So the question is, why this difference between Cain and Abel, being educated from the same house, the same parents? Something along the line has gone wrong somewhere, and one is pleasing the Lord and other is not. And this triggered something in Genesis chapter 4 and the verses 8 to 12. The word says that in the course of time, Cain talked with Abel, his brother. And it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. They talked, and along the line, when they were in the field, Cain killed his brother, Abel. So you can see that something, some kind of hatred has been built within Cain. And God warned him. He said, Cain, you're going to have to amend your ways because sin is lying at the door. And his desire is to have you. Change your heart towards your brother. He will not listen. He will then talk to his brother, got angry, and killed his brother. When he did this, then the Lord came to Cain and asked Cain, "Where is Abel thy brother?" And Cain said, "I know not. Am I my brother's keeper?" And God said, "Cain, what hast thou done? Because the voice of thy brother Abel, the voice of thy brother's blood, cried unto me from the ground. And now, art thou cursed from the earth, which had opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand? Therefore, when thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shall thou be in the earth." That is a curse. That is a curse. God cursed Cain because of his relationship to his brother Abel. The Lord demanded the life of Abel from Cain. "Where is thy brother Abel? Am I my brother's keeper?" For you, God, to ask me such a question. I am asking you such a question because your brother's blood is crying unto me from the ground for vengeance. Therefore, I required of your hand your brother's blood. You are cursed. You are originally gifted to be a tiller of the ground. From now onwards, when you till the ground, it will not yield forth what it's supposed to. You will sweat, you will work harder. You will be a fugitive, always running and chasing things. Vagabond that you are going to be, because there is a cry of the blood over your life for vengeance. You know, so when we stand and we say that, "Oh, this year, God said he's going to bless us. The blessings of the Lord, they are yea and amen. And claiming it, I am overcomer. I am dominion." Please, this is one area that everyone and each one of us have to check. Because the word that came, he said that God blessed Abraham because he knew that Abraham will command his children after him. That Abraham would teach his children to know the way of the Lord. Adam and Eve, apparently something has gone wrong in the teachings of how to train these children in the house. And one has built hatred against the other, despising God, and therefore end up killing his brother. And the Lord is holding him accountable for that. So what we can conclude from this is that life could be difficult as the result of our relationship with our siblings. Life could be difficult as the result of our relationship with our siblings. You have to search within yourself. If there is anything that you have done wrongly against a brother, your relations, quickly come before the Lord and ask for forgiveness. If there is any form of hatred built in you because of the training given to you at home, maybe your parents love a brother or a sister more than you. It is interesting how the two, one will come to a point to kill the other. Something definitely happened for God to despise the personality of Cain and have respect for Abel. That is our first example. The second example is going to be seen in the family of Isaac and Rebekah. They are children. They were twins. Esau and Jacob. But the story about this family is that Rebekah had a revelation about the children when they were in the womb. Genesis chapter 25 and the verses 21 to 24. Rebekah was barren, and Isaac entreated the Lord for Rebekah because she was barren. And the Lord entreated of him, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. And the children struggled together within Rebekah's womb. And Rebekah asked the Lord, "If it so be, why am I this?" And she went go before the Lord and inquire this of the Lord. And the Lord said to her, "Two nations are in thy womb. Two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people. And the elder shall serve the younger." And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. There were twins in her womb. You see, Rebekah did not say anything of this revelation to the husband Isaac. Kept the information for herself. And this is going to trigger something in terms of their relationship towards their children. Towards their children. So, the same way that the children Cain and Abel were born with their gifts, one the keeper of the sheep, the other the tiller of the ground. We have in this case twins. God had already revealed to Rebekah as a result of her request, because the children were already fighting in the womb. And God said, two nations are in your womb. The elder is stronger than the younger one. But he is going to serve the younger one. The elder will serve the younger one. And she took notice of that. And these children were born. One, Esau, love hunting. The other, Jacob, love dwelling in the tent, fellowshipping with his God. And this will bring as a result that the parents will bestow their loves according to the gifts of these children. So as they were growing, as they grew, in Genesis 25, the verses 31 to 34, we are learning that Jacob said to his brother Esau, "Sell me this day thy birthright. Sell me this day thy birthright." And Esau said, "Behold, I am at the point to die because I'm hungry. And what profit shall it this birthright do to me?" And Jacob said, "Swear to me this day." And he swore unto him, and he sold his birthright unto Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils. And he did eat and drink and rose up and went his way, though Jacob despised his birthright. He despised his birthright. Now, you can see, God had made a pronouncement concerning these two children's life. The older is going to serve the younger. How this is going to be, no one has any idea. But the Lord said that there are two nations in the womb. One despise what is of God. He said, what is birthright to me? But one has understanding of what the birthright is all about. There is something that came out of the education of these children in that house. One have that fellowship with God. Another despise the fellowship with Almighty God. Therefore, their understanding were different. What is birthright to me? You will not understand birthright because you have never had any fellowship with God to receive the divine revelation that is related to the birthright. I am hungry. What is birthright to me? People have sold their destinies simply because they do not have understanding. Many, many souls have sold their destinies because they do not have understanding. He said, I am young. This is my time. This is not your time. Your time is the one that the Lord has is written in the book of life for every moment what you are supposed to do. So the moment that you come to be conscious about what life is all about, you cannot afford to despise life. To say that you are young and this is your time. You have to search to know your God. Because there is a time for everything. By the time that you're supposed to learn about your birthright, you are in the woods over there hunting for meat. All he can think of is his stomach. Therefore, he lost something that is essential for life. And we know many, many people of God have come to the same point. And they are weeping bitterly. So, the most interesting part of it is that Isaac, the father, came to a point to see himself as someone who is old and closely getting to his grave. So he decided to bless his children. But according to the tradition, birthright blessings are important. So the firstborn supposed to receive a special blessings. Genesis chapter 27 and the verses 6 to 10. When Isaac spoke such a thing to his son Esau, Rebekah heard, and Rebekah came to Jacob, her son, and told Jacob, behold, I heard thy father speak unto thy brother Esau, saying, bring me venison and make me savory meat that I may eat and bless thee before the Lord before my death. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice according to that which I command thee. Go now to the flock and fetch me from thence 2 good kids of the goats, and I will make them savory meat for thy father, such as he loveth. And thou shalt bring it to thy father, that he may eat, and that he may bless thee before his death. The Lord told Rebecca, two nations are in your womb. One is going to serve the older. The elder will serve the younger. She heard that the blessings were going to Esau, who's supposed to serve Jacob, the junior one. And she quickly called Jacob. Jacob, quickly, go get me two goats, tender ones. Let me cook as your father loves. You will take it to him because he had already commanded your brother Esau to go and hunt and bring him meat that he may eat and bless him in his pleasure. Listen to me, my son. Go ahead and do that. So, Rebecca sided with Jacob and deceived the husband, Isaac, and the son, Esau. And Isaac blessed Jacob. The blessings that were supposed to go to Esau definitely came upon Jacob. So now in Genesis 27, the verses 38 to 40. After that, Esau had found out that his blessings had gone to his brother Jacob. Esau came to his father. He said, "Father, hast thou but one blessing, my father? Do you have only one blessing? Bless me too. Oh, my father." And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And Isaac, his father, answered and said unto him, "Behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth, and of the dew of heaven from above. And by thy sword shall thy live, and shall serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt have the dominion, that thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck." Hallelujah. Hey, it is amazing. Esau came, discovered that his blessings has been released to Jacob, to whom he already sold his birthright. Therefore, the birthright blessings automatically came upon Jacob. Now that he is realizing what the birthright is all about, run quickly to the father. "Father, please bless me too." He said, "It is over. Do you have only one blessing? I'm sorry, my son, it is over. Father, bless me too." "Okay. Well, the fatness of the earth shall be your portion. But you will live by the sword. You will serve your younger brother." Isn't that amazing? This is exactly the revelation that Rebecca received when the children were already in the womb. And it came out of Isaac's mouth to Esau as one of his blessings. "You will be a slave to your brother." And it came as a blessing. This could not possibly be a blessing. "He will have dominion over you until you work hard to overcome his yoke over your life. Then at that moment, you will be free." So when these things had happened, in Genesis 27, verse 41 to 44, we read, because of what happened, Esau hated Jacob, his brother, because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. He hated his brother. And Esau said in his heart, "The days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then will I slay my brother Jacob." Said, "You know what? I am waiting for my father to die. And as soon as my father dies, then I will kill my brother, Jacob, because he had stolen my blessings. But he had already forgotten that he sold his birthright to him for food. For food. For food. You know, we have to remember, these children, they were already divided. Because one, Isaac, the father, loved Esau. And he loved eating the hunting meat from Esau. But Rebekah loved Jacob. Because Rebekah had a divine revelation from the Lord. She knew the outcome of these children, the future of these children. What the Lord have said, it was already ringing within her. I have to train these children in such a way that the older one will serve the younger. God made it possible for her to hear what the father said. Esau, go get me good meat. Cook, let me eat and bless you. The parents did not even know that the things has already turned around because Jacob is now having the birthright of Esau. The dominion was already established. And the blessings followed, and Esau wept and had now harboring within his heart hatred against his brother Jacob, and said, as soon as my father dies, I will definitely kill you. So these words of Esau, her elder son, were told to Rebekah. And Rebekah sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said unto him, behold, thy brother Esau, as touching thee, do comfort himself, purposing to kill thee. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice. Arise, flee thou to Laban, my brother, to Haran, and tarry with him a few days, until thy brother's fury turn away. In other words, move away from here, because your brother has intention to kill you as a result of the blessings that has come upon you. You can see how brothers and sisters can build hatred within the same. One is careful about life, another one is not. When one is studying, another one is playing. The parents are telling you that come and sit down and study. But you love going to play football. And your younger brother is sitting down there and studying and studying and studying. The outcome is that you do not come out with anything as far as your life is concerned. Because you despise every single teachings of your parents. And the time comes that the demarcation is clear. And now you develop hatred against your brother, against your sister, simply because of what the Lord has done in the person's life. Well, this is one more example. We are going to listen to another one. This same Jacob grew up and became a father, and also had sons. Have to look at, you know, how the Adamic nature is being repeated to, you know, In his people's life. Jacob grew and have 12 sons. This man Jacob, that God has changed his name from Jacob to Israel. But Jacob, in Genesis 37 verse 3 to 5, Jacob, that is called Israel, he loved his son Joseph more than all his children because he was the son of his old age. And he made him a coat of many colors. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. And Joseph had a dream, and he told his dream to his brothers, and they even hated him more. You see where the hatred came from? The hatred came from the fact that the father loved Joseph more than all the brothers, simply because he said, "This is my little one. I had Joseph in my old age." Something that seems so small. And you'll be thinking that the brothers, you know, the siblings will be happy because this is our little brother. Oh no, because father went to the extent of making him a special coat of many colors, and we did not receive anything. So as a result of that, it built hatred within themselves. And this is something that, you know, children, they are so sensitive how brothers and sisters come to develop hatred against each other. Small things like this. Small things like that. You saw your mother giving a bigger meat to your brother. You saw your father calling your sister to come and take the rest of the food, and she ate alone. And it has been going on and on and on and on. And as a result of that, he said that, "Father, do not love me. Father, love my sister so much." And mother is also ranging on the side of the other children. And I am despised. So it has built hatred within you. Or they hated you because you are loved by your parents. We are not talking about the circle, you know, outside the circle of immediate parents. Blood brothers and blood sisters. So, in Genesis 37, verse 11, he said that because of Jacob's love to his son Joseph, his brethren, they envied him. They envied him. They envied him. And verse 17 to 20 of Genesis 37, he said, as Jacob sending his son Joseph with his brothers to watch over the flock, they started building that hatred, saying that we have to find a way to also kill our brother Joseph. So they went to a place, a Dothan, and they did not want to have Joseph know where they have been, so that Joseph would just get lost in the field. But the grace of God was just right there, and allowed a man to come and show Joseph the way of his brethren, saying that they have gone to Dothan. And Joseph went after his brethren and found them in Dothan. And when they saw Joseph afar off, even before he came near unto his brothers, they conspired against him to slay him. To kill him. And they said one to another, "Behold, the dreamer is coming. The one that dreamed, it is what he dreamed," and he told them, and they even hated him more. "Behold, the dreamer is coming. Come now thence," verse 20, "come now therefore, and let us slay him, and cast him into the pit, And we will say, some evil beast had devoured him, and we shall see what will become of his dreams. We shall see what will become of his dreams. Let's kill him and let's see what will become of his dreams. Hallelujah. And these are brothers acting against their own brother. And it's so hatred was built in such a way that in Genesis 37 verse 23 to 24, he said, it came to pass when Joseph was come unto his brethren, that they stripped Joseph out of his coat, the coat of many colors that the father gave. And they took him and cast him into a pit, and the pit was empty. There was no water in it, so he didn't die right away. But in Genesis 37 verse 26 to 28, Judah said unto his brethren, what profit is it for we? He said, what profit it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? Because the Lord will require his blood of us, as he did in the case of Cain killing his brother Abel. Where is thy brother? His blood is crying unto me from the ground. So then Judah purposed, saying, please, brethren, come, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother and our flesh. And his brethren, they were content. Then there came to pass by the Midianite, these were the merchantmen, and they drew and lifted Joseph from the pit and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver, and they brought Joseph to Egypt. Hallelujah. They sold their brother for 20 pieces of silver, and Joseph went into slavery. So, to justify themselves before the father, in Genesis 37 verse 31 to 33, they took Joseph's coat and killed a kid of goat, and dipped the coat in the blood. They dipped the coat in the blood, and they sent the coat of many colors, and they brought it to their father and said, this have we found. Know now whether it be thy son's coat or no. And he knew it and said, it is my son's coat. An evil beast had devoured him. Joseph is without doubt. And rent in pieces. Joseph is without doubt. Without doubt, rent in pieces. He has been killed by an animal. It's finished. Not knowing the brothers that purpose to kill him, they have sold Jacob. You see, these are three different examples. We said we're going to go through a few scriptures to see what relationship brothers and sisters can actually be, how we come to build hatred as a result of many things that could happen at the home. But what we have to take out of this, scriptures, as a counsel of the Lord, is that let your heart be set after God. Let your heart be set after God. May you fear Almighty God. Whatever that had happened when you were being brought up, you have to change the heart and see God as the ultimate. You who were despised, God is still in control. You who has been said to be nobody, the Lord is still in control. Every form of hatred against you, it will not work, because God knows you, and everything that the Lord has said that he's going to do, he is going to do them. No matter what they have planned against you, whatever that they have done, it is all coming to naught, because your God is God. To him alone be the glory, in Jesus' name. Amen.
You just received a word from Pastor Charles Entry at Faith Victory Ministries International. For more messages and other great resources to help you grow in your walk with Christ, please be sure to visit us at faithvictoryministries.org. That's faithvictoryministries.org. And may God continue to bless you.